The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and all the law, prophesied up to the time of John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. It almost sounds like thugs, brutes, attackers are taking heaven, are storming the gates, trying to get in unlawfully. But that's not how the church has understood this passage throughout time. The violence Christ speaks of here is of a different sort. It's the kind of violence done to ourselves. Not physical violence, but a violence of which we fight against our own tendencies, our own habits, our own vices. A fight against anything that leads us away from God. A violence that strips us of our pride, of our anger, and instead brings us closer to the Lord. It's a sort of self-mortification. It's the sort of violence required to get out of bed the first time the alarm goes off. The sort of violence that forces us to love our neighbor even when they've wronged us. The sort of violence that demands that we assume the good even in situations where we normally assume the bad. We are the violent ones taking heaven by force, fighting against our own baser instincts. Fighting for life eternal with God. The thing is, though, that we don't always succeed in this fight, and oftentimes we lose. As we make our way towards our Lord, we cannot expect to be victorious all the time. And when we fall, and we will, after all, we're only human, but when we fall, with our Lord's help, we will begin again. This is one of the truths of the spiritual life. It is simultaneously the easiest, most simple thing to understand, but oftentimes the hardest to put into practice. It's getting back up and trying again with the help of God. Because we fall every day of our lives, all the time. But in order to be victorious in the end, we get back up and go at it again and again and again. We do this specifically so that when we see God face to face, he will look kindly upon us and say to us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." This getting back up and trying again is the work of a lifetime. Anything that's worth doing is worth doing poorly. We get back up and we try again and again and again, and we're going to fall again and again and again, but the end goal, life eternal with God, is worth doing, and it's worth fighting for, with violence, taking heaven. That's what this passage is about today. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. We're the ones that need to be violent. We're the ones that need to do violence to our own passions, our own pride, our own ego. And only then will we be taking heaven. God bless you.